For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, there's been a lot of talk about new developments in wash day products recently, but the news that really has women talking these days is new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt, and that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For new Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Faye's been waiting all week, but still no letter from Spencer Grayson in New York. Of course, Faye knows Spencer must be fairly busy catching up on work after his month's vacation in Rushville Center, and for that matter, Faye is pretty busy herself, getting back to the familiar household routine again. Well, today, Faye and Ma have gone marketing after lunch before Ma goes back to the lumberyard. Now, as they're coming down the street laden with groceries, listen.
Golly, Ma, if I know we're going to have so many bundles, we're going to take in the car.
Oh, I don't mind toting a few things.
A few things?
You need some help, dear?
Now, wait a minute while I shift these oranges over into second gear. Getting a crick in my left arm. Whew, there.
Mm-hmm. I believe Grocery Brown should have given you two bags. Looks like they're going to pop through any minute.
No, I've got them. As long as nobody bumps into me suddenly or slaps me on the back or makes me laugh, I'm perfectly okay.
Well, we're almost home. Old Ann, we should have stopped off at the post office and looked for mail.
I looked.
Oh?
There was nothing. Of course, there may be mail at the house. The noon delivery had already gone out.
Oh, yes. That's so.
And besides, the magazines don't come till tomorrow, and... Oh!
What is it, Faye?
A man coming down the library steps carrying the books. That looks like Tom Wells.
Who? Oh, yes, that friend of Mr. Grayson's you told me.
Well, wait a minute, Ma. Maybe he's going the other way. We won't have to talk to him.
Why, Faye, that wouldn't be very polite, dear.
Well, if he doesn't see us, he wasn't such an awfully good friend of Spencer's. Oh, no. Oh, dear, he's turning right toward us. We'll have to say hello.
Oh, why, of course we will. You know, I noticed that boy around town once or twice. He's got a very nice face. He looks like he ain't had a real home-cooked meal since Van knows when.
Oh, now, Ma. Don't start fluttering your wings over him. Tom Wells is very definitely the sort of man who can take care of himself.
Looks mighty thin.
Well, a lot of people are thin. Now, we'll hurry by quickly, Ma, and I'll just sort of nod hello.
But, Faye, well, yes, as you please, dear.
Come on, Ma. Oh, no, golly, oh, the oranges.
Oh, Land of Goshen, I knew that bag wouldn't hold. Here, I'll put this package down.
No, I can get them.
No,
stay where you are, Mrs. Henderson. I'll collect those oranges.
But how do you do, Mr. Wells?
Well, now, where will we put them? I'll try to make room in this sack of potatoes here.
All right, but let me take those potatoes. You're not going to carry anything more, Ma.
You better count them. I've got two more in my pocket. Oh, no, three. Oh, we'll shove those books back under my arm, will
you,
please?
There.
Thank you. Well, how many oranges were there? Full dozen?
No, only 9.
Oh, good. One more, then. No, see it. Rolled off the curb.
Well, he seems like a very nice young man, Faye.
Here we are. Ah, where are you going to stash these? That package looks pretty full.
I reckon we can fit in one more.
I've still got 3 in my pockets.
Maybe we better make you a present of those.
Well, thanks. There's no fee for this job.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I didn't
know. In my time, Mrs. Henderson, a girl used to drop a handkerchief to attract a man's attention. Not a whole bag of oranges.
Attract your attention? I wasn't even going to say hello. Oh.
That's what I thought.
Well, I didn't mean that.
It's nice to meet you at last, Mr. Wells. I've been hearing so much about you from Faye and Mr. Grayson. I'm Mrs. Perkins.
Yes, I know. A lot of people in this town have pointed out Ma Perkins.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, I didn't know I was some kind of landmark.
Oh, no. More of a trademark, I think. I'm told it wouldn't be Rushville Center without Ma Perkins.
Now ain't folks kind.
Thank you for helping us, Mr. Wells. We better be getting on, Ma.
I still have 3 of your oranges in my pocket.
Well, if you'd care to walk a ways with us, Mr. Wells, we're only a block from home.
That's one way of getting those oranges in my pocket delivered.
Special delivery.
Let me take that package, Mrs. Henderson.
I can manage. You have your books.
Oh, no, don't argue. Unless, of course, you want to carry the books. It's been a long time since a girl carried my books home from school.
But, for heaven's sake, let's not make a production of it. Here, you're welcome to carry the package.
Thank you.
Have you found a pleasant place to stay in Rushville Center, Mr. Wells?
I've got a room at Miss Foster's.
Oh, yes, the cleaning lady.
Huh?
But there's no meals served there.
Oh, well, that's okay. I work at a diner.
Oh, yes, of course.
In fact, I'm on my way back there now.
Oh, well, then we're taking you out of your way. You'll miss your bus.
No. I always walk, Mrs. Perkins. Or, should I say Ma Perkins?
Please do. Everyone else does.
All right. If you'll call me Tom. Everyone else does. At least around the diner.
Why, thank you very much, Tom. Fine, strong name.
Are you planning to stay in town indefinitely, Mr. Wells?
I couldn't say, Mrs. Henderson. You see, right now I'm just bumming around for my health.
Your health? Well, this is a fine town, just to take it easy. Well, that is, if you're taking it easy.
Well, easy enough. Which reminds me, Mrs. Henderson, what's the latest news from our mutual friend?
I beg your pardon?
I wondered how the great man is making out back in New York.
Oh, you mean Spencer.
Mm-hmm, my friend, Captain Grayson. Did he survive the rigors of the long trip east in his covered wagon? Or was it a Cadillac?
Yes, it was a Cadillac. Any other information you'd like?
How many miles does he get to the gallon?
I can't give any information about his trip since Mr. Grayson hasn't written to me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry for. He's only been gone a week.
Yes, I know, of course.
My, it certainly is a small world, Mr. Wells. Tom, imagine you're running into a friend from the war, away out here, where neither of you live.
Yes, it's too small a world. You see, Captain Grayson is an old ghost of mine. I keep running into connections of his in all parts of the world.
All parts of the world? Goodness. Sounds like you've traveled a lot.
Mostly 30,000 feet up.
Oh. Oh, yes, that's so. You was in the Air Force.
Well, I'm strictly a pedestrian now. That narrows things down.
You say you've met other connections of Spencer's?
In the past. Here and there. Now and then.
What were they like?
They were like people. Real. Like you. Or Ma Perkins. At least they were in the beginning.
Well, what do you mean, in the beginning?
Nothing. And they weren't a bit like you, actually. English, Polish, Italian.
Italian?
Yes, why? Does that mean something to you?
Oh, no. No, it's just, Spencer spoke of a friend who went to Italy recently on her honeymoon, I believe. I don't suppose you've met her.
No. I don't suppose I've met half of Spencer's friends.
Oh, Well, here we are at the house. Would you step in for a minute, Tom?
Well, thanks, Ma. I've got to get on to the diner.
Well, some other time, then.
I'll take my package now, Mr. Wells. You can tuck those three oranges in at the top.
I'll be glad to roll them right up to the front door.
It's been very nice seeing you, Tom. Be sure and drop in sometime.
Thank you, Ma Perkins.
Goodbye, Mrs. Henderson.
Goodbye. Oh, there's something about Tom Wells that just... Didn't you want to shake him, Ma?
Len, no. I'd like to feed him up if I could.
All those remarks he made about Spencer.
For that part, I couldn't make out what neither one of you was saying.
There's just no excuse for anybody to be so... so cynical and rude.
Why, Faye, you told me that boy had a hard time since the war. Getting adjusted and all.
Oh, yes, you're right, of course. Ma, I believe if the devil himself walked up on this porch, you'd start making allowances.
Let's get those packages in the house. Faye, look. There's a letter in the box.
Oh, Ma. Yes. Yes, it is.
Ah, well. You take your letter along inside and go upstairs and read it.
Oh. No. I can read it here. It's an ad from the Vogue beauty shop.
Oh, is that what it is?
They cordially invite all the ladies of Rushville Center to come in and relax. I can't relax. I'm getting jumpy, Ma. That's why I was so mean to Tom Wells. Oh, won't Spencer ever write?
Homemakers everywhere say new deep cleaning Oxidol is the greatest wash day product they've ever used. For this wonderful new Oxidol not only gets clothes deep clean, it saves rinsing, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out the graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, new Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers, loosens the dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean. Because they are clean. Oxidol deep cleans you. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Where is that letter from Spencer? Has he some reason for not writing? Well, there's happiness in store for Faye tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.